This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Channel the games on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hope it's all. Welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour. Episode number minus 12.
Minus 12.
Minus 12. Thank you for joining us. Probably still having a little bit of a hangover from Seattle Rock Day yesterday.
Major.
Right here on the Rock, yeah. Nothing but Seattle music all day, which was great for us because we didn't have to hear any Green Day or Linkin Park for 24 hours.
Chili Peppers.
Yeah. I like the Chili Peppers. I like a lot of Linkin Park songs. Green Day, not in my bag or my wheelhouse. I can deal with Offspring every once in a while.
Lenny Kravitz.
But this is me. This is my get off my lawn thing, you know. Yeah, it was good to hear all that music yesterday. Now, one thing you do know is that if you were listening to our program yesterday, we were doing some audio daily doubles based on interviews that we've had over 20 years of being on the station. The idea being, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
So, on the Happy Hour, here's what I suggest we do. Let's play some of those clips we played yesterday and just see if we can remember anything about the interview.
Because it's been
20 years. So, look, we have a hard time remembering what we did yesterday, let alone last week.
Sure.
So, as far as trying to recall why they were there, what was going on, what were they there to promote? Was it a show? Was it, a charity event? I don't know. But Mike just started out. We'll see if we can identify the Seattle artist.
Sure.
The interview and what we were talking about.
Who influenced you guys? Was it what you guys were listening to, or was it a lack of what you were able to hear, maybe?
It was kind of what we wanted to do. I mean, we wanted to rock, so we started. Mm-hmm. There were some other bands around.
They did
a rocker, Bama Lama Loo or something like that. We thought, oh, God, that is really good. That's what we want to do. We didn't want to be jazz cats.
That is the Sonics.
That is indeed the Sonics.
That is the Sonics.
Well done.
Okay. From 1965 was their first hit, The Witch. That was Ray Allen, point guard. You might remember him from back in the day.
Jesus Shuttlesworth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Sonics, basically, I do remember the interview. Those guys were kind of like the pioneer band as far as being more kind of like the Animals. In that vein of music, but they were like the first kind of punkish rock band out of Seattle.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm. So, and they were getting back together. It was like a 50-year reunion, something of that nature. And they were going out and, you know, they were major influences. Like they were going to Europe. They were doing New York, Chicago, San Francisco. They were playing sold out shows at like the equivalent of the Showbox.
Yeah.
So they do have a pocket of fans that remember and like that
band.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So they were going out and they were doing that. Okay, so we're one for one.
One for one. Here we go. You ready?
the show went over an hour. You have like all the union people.
Oh, right, right.
And it was brutal because you had Bruce East Street Band accepting the award. Like this really long speech. And there were people who like Clarence Clemens, right, passed away. So his like widow families are there accepting. And so you could tell like the producer people are like pulling their hair. Like we got to keep this show going. And so if you looked at the back of the hall, there was a teleprompter. And so here's somebody remembering their loved
one. I'm guessing
they
went to the Hall of Fame.
Please yep. wrap it up.
So, That is brutal.
That is
brutal. Okay, that's Chris Novoselic talking about Nirvana being inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and what that experience was like that night.
Right.
As far as all the stuff that was
I knew they
on.
Went to the Rock Hall, but I'm like, it's either Alice in Chains or Nirvana, but I don't know.
Right. Yeah. And they were out there. They were playing a set out there. I remember going through this interview and trying to find that clip. And then there was a few others that were up there as well. And Nirvana finished by playing like an All Apologies tribute to people that were up there.
They had different
like
female lead singers go up and do Kurt's part.
Right.
So that was however many years ago that was. Probably 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
They
were the first out of the Seattle grunge era bands to get in. So they were number one. Then Pearl Jam went in after that. So Soundgarden, who are nominated this year, and Alice in Chains out of the big four.
Right.
So two are in and two are kind of waiting.
Exactly. All right. Another one for you.
This is the first time that you ever appeared on the airwaves of KISW.
First of all, I don't think my balls have dropped yet or something, because when I listen to that, it's like, who's that? What was that? Now I sound like Lemmy. I'm just like, something happened there. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yep. That was Dave Grohl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say that we interviewed him during COVID. I believe.
Yes.
Because that was a Zoom interview.
And that was for the 50th anniversary of KISW.
Correct.
Yeah.
And in the audio was from the first, he had just joined the band, and the DJ Marco Collins.
Want to introduce No.
It wasn't Marco. It was, Damon Stewart.
Oh, right.
He was the one who interviewed Nirvana at that time. So that was that.
Have you ever heard Damon's stories about those years?
No. I have not, no.
Oh, they're phenomenal. Like, he just talks about, like, right, there's, like, that famous interview or whatever that basically Nirvana already had a European and, I guess, Asian tour planned.
All right.
So while they're gone, it blows up on it. Smells Like Teen Spirit blows up. So, like, by the time they get back a year later, they're the biggest band in the world, right? So Damon's like, you know, I hope they're still cool or whatever. And the way he told the story to me is basically, like, he's leaving work. They're coming in for some. Basically, Kurt jumps on the hood of his car and is like banging on the window, like, Damon!
Okay.
Yeah, but can you imagine? Like,
no.
Somebody just disappears or goes for a year, like, I got to go work overseas. Yeah. And then you come back to America, you know, to be like, all of a sudden, Howard Stern's gone. We are the biggest radio show.
It's like Jared Leto going into the woods during COVID and coming out. What do you mean?
What happened?
Here's another one for you.
Advertising is deceptive sometimes. Where it is kind of a bit sketchy is, you know, the casual listener.
Well, bands have been doing
it
for years.
The casual fan is not really in tune with what's going on.
That's whip, isn't it?
Like anybody who goes to see a Skinner concert and basically thinks that's Leonard Skinner.
Queensryche?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
I like Ricky Medlock, but he was in Blackfoot. I mean, let's get this straight.
Or we get people coming to one of our shows still, and afterwards they think that Parker is Chris DeGarmo.
Oh, Queensryche. Wow.
It is Queensryche.
That
was Michael Whip.
Yeah, that was. I think he moved down to Florida.
I know.
Last time I saw him, I talked to him. I think he took up permanent residence down there. And I think Todd Latour, the lead singer, he's already from Tampa.
Yeah.
So he lives there. And I want to say Eddie Jackson also moved down there. So the two remaining original members and the lead singer, I believe, all live in Florida.
Yeah.
Because Whip's kids
grew up. Mike, you got to hang out with Whip once.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know how to explain it. He gives off good energy. He's pumped. And like, he's just super nice and like, let's party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very nice guy. All right,
That was back in 2013.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, we're doing pretty good.
How about this one?
Seattle, of course, has had a rich musical history, you know, going back to the area, you know, Bing Crosby, you know, from Tacoma, where I grew up. And then, you know, Paul Revere and the Raiders and Steve Miller and Hart, of course.
That is
Geoff Tatey.
Geoff Tatey from Queensryche. Yeah. They've done even before Todd Latour came on, we had probably four or five things with Queensryche.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it was the Hard Rock, which I guess is closed now, did a thing there. They did Pain in the Grass 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So we've
didn't you guys, I don't think I went. Did you go when Jeff Tate was still in the band and they had the like rock orchestra?
Yeah, I did see that. That was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's no way. I'm not even being mean. Like, it was bad. It was. It's like if your kids were about 15 and said, "Hey, man, we wrote a rock opera. Dad, come down and check it out." And it was about the equivalent of that. You know?
No.
Yeah. At one point in time, they came in studio, and then we went down. There was a little pizza place down the street from the old building. So Eddie Jackson and Parker and a bunch of people, we went down to they had like four bar stools down there at this little bar. And then the woman who ran the pizza place really wanted to fuck Steve.
Yes, she did.
Oh, right.
Did you ever get like free calzones out of that or anything?
No, but she'd always get me free drinks.
Okay, all right. But they had a little bar in there.
I only got free drinks when I changed their kegs.
That's right. They asked. But we had, man, I was fucked up that night. I remember that one. By the time I got home, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one.
So you play Summer.
Tours,
you know, and so I'm always in. Not to say you kind of get beat down by the sun.
You know what? Just stop.
Yeah,
just stop. Look
you
at
do.
This. I don't want to hear that. I'm so sorry that you had so much sun for the last year and a half. Right?
They're complaining about how much sun he's getting out there.
Yeah,
I believe that was the infamous interview that he came in with this very expensive leather jacket and then just immediately dropped it on the floor of the studio.
Rocking no sleeves.
Exactly.
Was his wife in for that one?
His wife was not in for that one.
Okay.
She was in for another one.
Three or four times, I guess, on the show.
I tried to find that one, but I think that was on one of the corrupted hard drives that I have on there. So I'm still trying to recover that
guy. Because that's the one where Ted.
Hey, I'm surprised.
Ted was oddly quiet during this whole interview, right? And you were here.
Oh, God.
We couldn't figure it out. So whatever, we go to break, take a couple pictures. Miles and I go down to smoke, come up, Ted's like, I was holding his shit that whole time.
I must have gone out the night before. I think we taped it before the show. But, Mike, you've seen it. Like, I'm just sitting here in the corner, like, dripping sweat. Like, bullets. Oh, my God. In my head, it's just like, just end this fucking interview.
The guards are at the gate.
End the interview.
You know, man, I'm going to be honest with you. We've, of the people that we have interviewed, I'm happy with who we've interviewed. I would like to talk to Pearl Jam one time before rounding.
Just once. Yeah,
man.
I would love, fucking love to interview Kenny motherfucking Loggins.
Oh, my God.
If we could get his ass. Dope.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
And that would be, I mean, to me, that would be like, I don't know, that'd be up there, man.
You
like
think
Chris
you would
Cornell
ask for money
there.
For
I'm,
it?
I'm that serious. What's that?
You think he'd ask for money for it?
No.
No.
He did that Yacht Rock documentary and, you know.
I just hope he'd be cool. Because every once in a while, like when we were in Baltimore, there was a guy that played at Maryland named Steve Francis, played in the NBA.
Jesus Christ.
And we were, I mean, I was so excited to get him on. And Mike, he just sucked.
He was a fucking
He didn't want to do it. And then before we started on KSW, we were doing the nights on the Buzz, we got Charlie Murphy, Eddie Murphy's brother.
Suck
Miles
ass.
Was fired up about it. Same thing.
Yeah.
It just wasn't a good interview.
Damn.
Like sometimes you could just hear it in their voice, just like, all right, am I done?
Right? Yeah. They don't want to be here
like,
from the
look,
show.
Are you trying to promote your show? Because you're doing a hell of a, hell of a bad job.
So like Kenny Loggins, we love him so much. It's like, do we interview him?
I want to talk to Kenny G.
That'd be another great one.
I want to talk to Kenny fucking G.
I mean, think about his life.
Dude's made more money than any of the other Seattle musicians.
Yeah, we've got a couple boxes to check, I think. If we can.
Well, he was in downtown Seattle not terribly long ago. Was it New Year's that he was just down there playing for people?
I'm sure if we asked
him. Yeah, it was something like
that. I'm sure if we asked him, he would do it.
Yeah.
I've heard he's a nice guy.
Why the fuck not? What else is he doing? He's just, bathing in money?
Yeah.
He's not like he's...
right there.
He's on a Malibu beach house fucking just throwing money in the air laughing at everybody who made fun of him. He didn't give a fuck.
He doesn't.
You know?
But every time you make fun of me, I get a royalty check.
All right, what else we got?
Which member of was snowed in his house without electricity, nearly starved, and had to be rescued by the National Coast Guard?
That's a wild one. That story has really taken a couple of layers there. What happened was I was deer hunting over the holidays in Oklahoma and missed the flight.
Jerry Cantrell.
Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains.
Yep.
Once you said deer hunting, I'm like, that is Jerry.
That's his dad's still in that area, so he goes home all the time.
When I look at Jerry Cantrell, I don't go, Hunter.
No.
I mean, the long, flowing, blonde hair.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe in a Ted Nugent way.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. I don't know.
If you saw him in camo, I think, and you saw him in Oklahoma, you'd be like, who the fuck is this guy? Right. I might get fucked in the ass. You know what I mean? If he's in all that gray camo.
Dude, we should do that. Camo. We should go to Eastern Washington and just take pictures of the four of us in camo outside. Like, what'd you guys get?
Buying bushes.
Nothing.
Not a damn thing.
We were just out
drunk. Buzz.
We got drunk.
Actually, we got a green screen here. We can take pictures anywhere, man.
Oh, there you go.
Big game hunting.
I can't believe you
killed a lion. I didn't. Okay. Just green screened
awesome.
The man.
We just have a dropped elephant in front of us.
You got any more in there?
You bet.
The idea is that, I'm going to be the best of whatever my position is.
Chris
Corner. And then some amazing band is going to come along and they're going to put me in their band. And then at some point you realize that's never going to happen. And if you want a cool band that sounds cool, that has great songs, you got to sort of figure out how to do that.
Yep, that was Chris Cornell.
Okay. Yep.
Fantastic. How about this one here?
Were you one of those kids that was allowed to buy rock music or was like, this Kiss album is satanic?
Oh, no, I wasn't allowed. I mean, and it wasn't because it was satanic. It was just because it was crappy music.
Any guesses there? The problem is this is the only one that I had over the phone. I tried so hard to make sure that I got interviews when they were in the studio because the phone completely distorts any voice that's on there. This is somebody that we haven't heard from in a long time, and I doubt we could ever get this man actually in studio.
Is that because he's so big?
No, it's just somebody that just, I don't think he comes into the studios and whatnot. We might be able to get him in there, but I just don't think
play it again. Da-da-da. Were you one of those kids that was allowed to buy rock music or was like, this Kiss album is satanic?
Oh, no, I wasn't allowed. I mean, and it wasn't because it was satanic. It was just because it was crappy music.
And it's a Seattle band or
Seattle
a
band?
Musician?
We recorded it for the 50th anniversary show for KISW.
It was a Candlebox?
No, not Candlebox. Mudhoney.
Mark Arm.
Mark Arm.
Of Mudhoney. Right, okay.
Which I always thought Rick Allen and Mark Arm should change names.
I mean, what a crutch.
Oh, God. Last one I got.
Have you met any famous people along the way where you're like, oh, my God, this is.
I had a moment like that last year. I played this event called Love Rocks New York.
That's A-Rod.
That's A-Rod.
A-Rod Jones.
All right. We've had a lot of fun.
Robert Round from the Family Band was there. Gary Clark Jr.
Hell yeah. Aaron Judge.
Okay, there you go.
Good times.
We didn't do that bad. Hopefully, guys, you can join us 1 week if you're getting this on Saturday, or I guess you get it on Friday, but 1 week, fuck it, April the 12th.
There you go.
We're going to be down at Muggleshoot.
Porky Pigging
it. Mud. Free show, 2 o'clock.
Muggleshoot.
The beers will be there. The sausage will be there. The salsa will be there.
Galaxy Brew.
I'm going to win some fucking money on a slot machine.
Are you, Miles?
I lost $100 last time.
Fucking money.
You can't bet on sports out there, can you? Could you bet on the final?
You could bet on sports.
you could bet on the
Muggleshoot. You could bet on the horses too.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal: the other tribal casinos, you can't bet on off-track betting because the Muggleshoot owns the horse track, so they don't. They want people going to the horse track.
If the final four is this Saturday, when's the championship?
Monday, following Monday.
Oh, so it'd already be done.
Oh yeah,
so we'll have to pick something else.
You can bet on it, and if you get it wrong, you're really fucking stupid.
You can bet on hockey. You can bet on NBA.
All right, okay.
There's UFC fights that night.
Yes, there is.
I'm gonna see if I can bet some money on our Enum Claw Boy.
There you go.
Can you bet some money on that football league you guys watch?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
You can.
Oh, they put the betting lines on the screen.
Yeah, it's up there, man.
They're with it.
Do you guys know enough to be able to get?
I don't.
I think I do. The problem is still, this will be what? Week 2 of the season. Right? That's not anything.
The stuff I've read, that's the big issue. Last year, they were like, we're going to put the betting lines. Mm-hmm. But even like real bettors are like,
we don't know.
We don't know these guys.
That's perfect.
It's very hard to set a betting line.
Yeah. Right, that's right. Yeah. There's a few teams that have some carryover, and I can name those teams, and I go, all right, depending on what you see on defense, I would bet on them. But otherwise, right. A lot of these guys, they were in the NFL last year, or they were in college last year. Right. Or they, right. So
they were in Canada. Yeah. You're just like, I don't know. You gotta hope that coach got him playing well.
And
like,
it has to be a team. So there's some players that are very good. I'm like, but I don't know enough about the rest of the team they're on.
Well, and the UFL, or maybe it was the XFL a couple of years ago, but they actually, on their app, put some betting stuff on there. I don't know that you could actually win money off of it, but you could actually, they encouraged betting on that particular league.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So maybe, and that's the reason, is just because it is that unpredictable.
It generates income, too.
Saturday, April the 12th, 2 o'clock, absolutely
2
free.
2 o'clock.
Absolutely free. Yeah. Stop by, drink some beers, and check out the new originals.
I hopefully enjoyed episode negative 12.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.